The home of Australian air checks, theradioantenna.com.
I'm coming out. 2NURFM 103.7, quarter to nine on a Friday morning as we head into a hot day and a milder weekend. Gavin Morris from the NBN Weather Room is with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Todd. How are we on this balmy morning, to say the least?
Yeah, it is a bit balmy. Hey, before we get into the weather, I had a call from Rosalie, and she didn't want you to leave without finding out. So Rosalie said, Todd, when's Gavin leaving to go overseas? So give us the details.
1 week left. Today, I'll be off to Sydney to stay overnight, and then I'm first flight out Saturday morning for Dubai, and then to Nairobi, and then to Kilimanjaro. So on Australia Day, mate, about 11 p.m. I'll arrive, or that's their time, in Kilimanjaro, then off to the airport, hotel, and then the following day, straight into pilot briefing, and then I think we've got a day just to get our oxygen kits and all that kind of stuff organised, and then we start climbing.
Wonderful. There you go, Rosalie. That's when Gavin is leafing on a jet plane. Australia Day.
Yeah, I love my child's simplicity. Phoenix said to me the other day, he said, Dad, he said, why don't you just jump out of the airplane on the way there and land on Kilimanjaro? You've already got a parachute. No, he said, yeah, that's the smartest thing someone said to me in 6 months.
You can see where the brains are in the Morris family, can't you?
Yeah, you bet.
They've kind of jumped a generation.
They certainly did. I have to keep thinking, oh, what the heck am I doing?
I actually feel embarrassed. I was going to suggest that you fly over with your parachutes.
that would be a world-breaking, a world-record-breaking thermal flight.
Oh, dear, it's good to know that Phoenix has got some grey matter kicking around. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I love it.
Scorcher of a day. Tell us about it.
Well, wow, look at Scone already. 34 degrees throughout the Upper Hunter. So here it comes again. It's creeping in from Central Australia. That hot pool that has broken so many records is beginning to break up. The monsoon trough is finally becoming active. We're getting a build-up of moisture across the top end. The Alice should only get into the mid to high 30s today, so they will end their record-breaking run of 17 consecutive days above 40 degrees. That's a good record. It'll take some time to break that one again, I would say. But that's a good sign that we're starting to see the breakup of this, this inferno that has been sitting across Central Australia. The valley has certainly felt the impact of this consistently. The coast has fared very, very well with southerlies and northeasterly sea breezes, but they won't be in today, so the heat will be pushed all the way to the sand today. So yeah, we're getting back into the mid to high 30s, possibly 40 degrees before the next southerly comes through. Looks like it's going to come through overnight there, Todd. And the charts, they vary greatly, but I think there's a chance that we'll pick up some rain in the coming days, and the valley may get some as well. Good chance that we'll see some storms develop across the weekend as well. There is a bit of that tropical moisture that's going to feed down from the northwest, and hopefully if we get all of the ingredients right and they come together nicely, hopefully we'll get a little bit of rain, but it has been excruciatingly dry on the land across the valley now for a solid 6 months. I mean, the taps turned off during midwinter and they have not come back on at all. They haven't really been leaking that much either. So we need to turn that corner around. So hopefully the beginning of the wet season, a very, very late wet season across the tropics, hopefully is going to turn the corner for us.
Yeah, let's hope that monsoon trough brings some rain, not only to us, but also the parts of New South Wales and Victoria where the fires are still burning. Mate, have a wonderful weekend. We will check in with you before you leave us for the shores of Africa. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next Friday morning.
All right, lovely, Todd, mate. Yeah, look forward to the final chat before we embark on this journey, and hopefully, mate, I'll return in a very exclusive club. There's not many people on the planet or many animals for that fact that have experienced free flight above 19,000 feet, so hopefully my little name will be on that very small list.
Well, mate, look, if you get caught short on advice and stuff, I'm always happy. I've never done it before, but I'm happy to tell you how to do it. So,
yeah, mate, just jump and hold your breath.
How hard could it be?
That's what everyone keeps telling me.
Gavin Morris, talk to you next week.
See you, mate.
2NURFM, it's 11 to 9.
The home of Australian air checks, theradioantenna.com.